Revelation chapter 18.
Later I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority. His glory lit up the earth. He shouted this with a strong voice: "It has fallen. The great city of Babylon has fallen. She has now become a home for demons, and a place for every evil spirit, and a place for every spiritually unclean, hated bird. She has forced all the nations to drink from the raging wine of her sexual sin. The kings of the earth committed sexual sin with her. The businessmen of the earth became rich from her lust for power." I heard another voice coming from heaven. It said, "Come out of her, my people. You must not share in her sins. Get away from the plagues which come upon her. Don't get caught with her. Her sins are piled up all the way to heaven. God has not forgotten her crimes. Treat her as she treated others. Pay her back double for the evil things she did. She mixed a cup of suffering for others. Mix it double for her. She gave herself glory and luxury. Pay her back with torture and pain. In her heart she boasts, 'I am a queen sitting here. I am not a widow. I will never feel pain.' This is why her plagues will come on her in one day. There will be death, sorrow, and no food. Fire will burn her up. The Lord God is strong. He judges her. When the kings of the earth see the smoke from her burning, they will cry out loud and bawl over her. They had committed sexual sin with her and lived in luxury with her. She is being punished. They will be afraid. So they will stand far away from her, saying, 'How horrible this is! How horrible this is for you, O great strong city of Babylon! Your condemnation came in one hour.' The businessmen of the earth will cry out loud over her and feel so sad. No one will buy their goods anymore. Cargoes of gold and of silver, of precious jewels and of pearls, of fine cotton, of purple dye, of silk and of scarlet cloth, of all kinds of citron wood, of many ivory articles, and of very expensive woods, of brass, of iron, and of marble, of cinnamon, of spice, of incense, of perfume, and of precious spices, of wine and of olive oil, of fine flour and of wheat, and of cattle, sheep, horses, and wagons, and of the bodies and the souls of human beings. All the things that you wanted are gone. All of your wealth and glamour have disappeared. No one will ever be able to find them." The men who traded in these goods stood far away. They had gotten rich because of Babylon, but now they were afraid. The city was being punished. They were crying out loud and feeling so sad. They said, "How horrible this is! How horrible this is for you, O great city! You were dressed with fine cotton, purple, and scarlet cloth. You wore gold, precious jewels, and pearls. Such great wealth was destroyed in only one hour. Every ship captain, sea traveler, sailor, and sea merchant stood far away. They saw her going up in smoke. They were shouting, 'What city was ever like this city?' They began to throw dust on their heads. They were yelling, crying out loud, and feeling so sad. They said, 'How horrible this is! How horrible this is for the great city! All those who owned ships in the ocean had become rich because of her. But in only one hour it was all destroyed. O heaven, celebrate over her. You too, holy people, apostles and prophets, because God condemned her for the way she treated you.' Then a strong angel lifted up a large stone and threw it into the ocean. It was about the size of a grinding stone. He said, 'The great city of Babylon will be thrown down with this kind of force. It will never be found again. The sound of musicians who play the harp, the flute, and the trumpet will never be heard there again. Not one of the skills of any kind of craftsman will ever be found there again. The sound of a grinding stone will not be heard there again. The light from a lamp will never shine there again. The sound of a bride and groom will never be heard there again. Your businessmen were very important on earth. All the nations were fooled by your tricks of black magic. The blood of prophets, holy people, and everyone else on earth who was murdered was found in that city.'